This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast, where we talk about all things Star Wars. My name is James, and today we are going to talk about the latest news, which of course is what everyone's been talking about, the Vanity Fair article that was released yesterday. And I had heard about something about to happen. Somebody from Vanity Fair had tweeted out a really, really nice cryptic little, you know, tweet that let us all kind of know something Star Wars was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. We got this amazing, amazing article from Vanity Fair about the Rise of Skywalker. And if you don't know already, they've done this before. You know, Vanity Fair has done these articles many, many years. And unfortunately, I only picked up the Force Awakens Vanity Fair article, the Last Jedi Vanity Fair, and then I'm definitely going to get my hand on this new one. And I'm going to frame all three of them and hang them up on my wall because that's just who I am. And yeah. These pictures were released, and it's something to look forward to each movie that comes out, because you get one, a really, really good article. And then two, you also get a rather, you know, good look at the behind the scenes, as well as some really, really cool pictures. And we got some amazing, amazing pictures. And by Annie, I'm never going to say her name right, but if you see her name, you know that she's one of the best photographers probably in the world. And she took these amazing pictures of the set and the characters of The Rise of Skywalker. And so without further ado, what I figured I would do today is just to talk about the pictures, to see what I observed in these pictures. I know I'm probably going to miss a lot, and I know this coming weekend and the Monday episode we have for you, all three of us will be talking about the article, and they'll probably tell me everything I missed. So don't worry, you will have the full outlook and the full breakdown of all these pictures. And so I'm going to go ahead and just get into this. The behind the scenes pictures are really, really great. And they're all within the location in Jordan where they filmed, which makes me really excited, because if you think about it, whenever the Force Awakens came out, we did see a lot of Jakku. We did see a lot of that set, only to realize that that part of the movie was maybe about 20, 25 minutes, and then the rest of the movie was, you know, somewhere else. So we're getting a lot of this set, but I have a feeling that this is not going to be as, you know, it's going to be a good part, but there's so much more that we haven't seen, you know what I mean? That's what makes that really, really exciting, is that we're only just seeing a little bit of this movie, and I don't know, I'm pretty psyched. One of these pictures I'm looking at, it has Daisy Ridley standing there. And it looks like it's the opening of the trailer, because it has her standing there in the middle of, you know, the camera is pointed right at her. Abrams is right off to the side, and she's staring directly off into the distance. And it looks like the opening shot of the trailer. Although I will say, looking at this picture, I don't see her lightsaber unless her hand is covering it just perfectly, which it probably is. So yeah, this picture I'm looking at is the opening of the trailer that we all saw. And I love looking at these pictures, because I love seeing, you know, what we see in the movie. And then if you just move the camera over a little bit, you see like this entire, you know, the crew there watching, and all the behind the scenes people are there, you know, making sure it all, you know, goes great. I love that. I absolutely love that when I look at, you know, behind the scenes pictures. Another picture they released was a really, really cute one of them polishing off good old Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, and BB-8 is there chilling next to him. One thing that's interesting about it is the BB-8 they have on set He doesn't seem to be on any cords or anything, or not any cords, any like machinery, because usually they have stuff on him. I honestly think these pictures of BB-8 were put here for the pictures themselves. They weren't actually, this isn't the actual like on-set BB-8. I think this is just the promotional BB-8. And the picture that a lot of people were talking about was the fact that we get the Knights of Ren. And it looks like they're on the planet, on the Jordan set. And it looks really, really cool. And they look amazing. And it is confirmed that it's the Knights of Ren. A lot of them, you know, have the same armor from that Force Vision there in The Force Awakens. And this picture just really shows them. And if you look really closely, none of them are really holding lightsabers. They're all kind of holding just regular weapons. One of them looks like his arm is either a whole machine gun, or he has it on his arm to look like his arm is a machine gun. And they have blades and axes. So it's, you know, Kylo Ren being, you know, the head of the Knights of Ren, makes you realize that only he has a lightsaber. They don't, unless they're hiding that from us in these pictures. But from what I'm looking at their armor and stuff and their hands, and the weapons don't look like lightsabers. So we will find out a lot about the Knights of Ren in this picture. I mean, in this movie. So that's something a lot of people were complaining about in The Last Jedi and in The Force Awakens, that we didn't get more of the Knights of Ren. You know, you heard about them, but we don't know who they are. And we get our first look at Keri Russell as Zori Bliss. And in the picture, she is in the Thieves' Quarter of the snow-dusted world, Kijimi? It's one of those Star Wars worlds that we're not going to know the name of until the movie comes out. And the snow-dusted world looks like that shot in the trailer when the ship that matches the one that Rey was dropped off on is flying through. That kind of looks, that planet kind of looks like this. So I think when, so that's the world of Kijimi. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you remember in the trailer, there's the shot of the ship flying through and it looks like snow, it looks like a city. So it looks like that's what this world is going to be, Kijimi, which is pretty cool. Snow dusted world. And she looks really, really cool. And okay, I'm going to go ahead and just say it now. The leaked poster looks like it was a real poster, because she does it. This is her character that people saw and they're like, oh, that's Keri Russell. I'm like, no, it's not. But yes, that's her. That's her costume. And she looks pretty wicked, man. I'm not going to lie. Her helmet looks really good. Kind of almost, I don't know, like the way the visor is, it looks like a widened, you know, Mandalorian type mask. It just looks like maybe a more modern Mandalorian mask. I mean, that's just me really, really reaching, and I'm probably 100% wrong. But if you just kind of look at it, you can kind of get the Mandalorian, you know, look. But, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, so Keri Russell is playing Zori Bliss. And then another picture they released was really, really cool, because it's General Hux and Allegiant General Pride, played by Richard E. Grant. And I love Richard E. Grant. Richard E. Grant is a really great actor. He has a really good presence in every film he's in. And so when I heard he was going to be in this movie, I was really excited to wonder, and also wondering who he was going to play. And now that I see who he's playing, it's like, well, of course he's going to play First Order, you know, a First Order guy. Like, who else was he going to play? You can hear probably the two of them maybe going, you know, head to head with each other. I can't wait to see him in Star Wars, and, you know, to see where he fits into all of this. Before I go on, I don't know if it's confirmed or not, but the Knights of Ren, the actor, Monahan, apparently Dominic Monahan, apparently he's going to be one of the Knights of Ren. Like, it's one of those things that's kind of confirmed. David, you know, texted us and told us right away. And so I don't know if that's true or not, but it looks, if David says it's true, then it's probably true. So yeah, so he's going to be one of the Knights of Ren. Okay, another picture they released is a picture of them on the set again in Jordan filming. And the guy in the picture, someone said it looks like Kevin Costner behind the scenes, but I don't know, it could not be. I mean, who knows why Kevin Costner would be helping film, but it looks like a scene with, it has Chewbacca, Rey, Finn, and also C-3PO. And it looks like that chase sequence that we see in the trailer. It's a really quick one there, and you see Finn, Poe, and then 3PO. And now it looks like we're going to have Chewie and Rey and BB-8 on there as well. So they hid that from us in the new trailer. And, oh, man, what I love about that shot in the trailer, and it looked really, really cool if you remember, it's they're, like, speeding through the desert, and you see Poe there at the controls, and 3PO holding on for dear life, and Finn, you know, running around. What makes that scene look so great is it looks real, because they built this thing on top of like a car, and so that thing is speeding through the desert. You know, that the platform and the speeder that they're on is literally speeding through the desert on top of this car. So the background looks legit. You know, the background is really going by quickly, and I just love the fact that they're doing this all practical. And then another picture you'll see is, you know, what I was talking about, the little car, the little speeder on top of this little car. It looks like a little doom buggy. And what's really cool about this little speeder is the engines resemble the engine from A New Hope's land speeder, how they came off to the side. Or no, the one on the top behind, you know, directly behind them. The engines on the side resemble the speeder engines from A New Hope, which I was like, that's a great callback, great way to connect everything together. And then, of course, the picture that a lot of people really, really like is of Lando in the cockpit with Chewie, BB-8, Poe, and Dio, hey, you know, poking his head around the corner there, seeing what's going on. That's a really great picture. I know a lot of people posted that one right away because, hey, it's Lando. Lando's back in the cockpit. And it looks really cool. And I'm glad that Poe is going to be there too. And it's really cool to think of Poe also flying the Falcon, you know. And he's the best star pilot in the galaxy. So just to see him behind the seat there, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And, oh, man, it's going to be awesome. And so now we get to the creatures. And I was a little taken aback by these little creatures. It's the horse, they're like horse things. Yeah, I can't even, they're called Hardy Orbox or Orbax, Hardy Orbex, or they're just called Orbax. I don't know. I think they're just called Orbax. Yeah. Don't listen to what I just said. They're just called Orbax. And, it's Finn and the new ally, Janna, played by Naomi Aki, on top of these Orbox. And it looks, and what they did was they actually have these horses and they digitally altered their faces to make them look more, you know, Star Wars. So they're not, you know, horses, you know, you don't have horses in space. And so it's really cool to see like how they made this animal work. And it looks really cool because, you know, they're probably, you know, going up against the First Order. The First Order has, you know, all this technology. And then here they come on these horses, you know. That's going to be a really exciting sequence of the movie. And the set, this is the first one of the first pictures we're seeing, besides the one of course, Hux. This is one of the first pictures we're seeing of a new planet, a new set. So this is another set piece. And if I'm not mistaken, this does kind of look like the planet wherever we are. I don't know. We don't know yet where Rey and all of them are seeing the Death Star. So expect maybe a sequence there where the First Order is also trying to get to the Death Star, or maybe they are guarding it, you know, the remains of the Death Star. We don't know. So that's a little fun thing to think about. Of course, now we have another shot there in Jordan of the camera operator, Colin Anderson. And you see now it looks just like Rey is in this speeder without Finn or Poe. And it looks like Chewie is kind of helping out BB-8. BB-8 may be like hurt or something, and he's over there helping. And looks like Rey is flying this thing. So, like I said, this sequence of them in the desert on that speeder is going to be really awesome. And of course, it's not Star Wars unless you have really, really awesome costumes. And the costumes there look really, really cool. And it says, they play Aki Aki, natives of the planet Pazana? Pazana? It's, like I said, I'm going to mess up these words, and it's okay. It's all right. Pazana looks like the name of the Jordan set. So we all thought it maybe could have been Tatooine, but it looks like it's a different planet, Pazana. And I know in the article, we'll talk about it on Monday, it did kind of maybe hint that it was going to be Tatooine, but it's not. It's confirmed it's another planet. So Jordan, Set, and all the pictures we see are on a planet called Pazana. Kind of sounds Italian because I'm saying it wrong. And our new logo is this amazing picture of Rey fighting Kylo Ren in the rain, or they are on a ship in the water and the water's coming onto them, because they are standing on something, and there is a lot of water. So I don't know if that is, you know, rain, or it's, you know, like I said, they're on a ship and the water's splashing on them. That's going to be a cool shot. Okay, so this picture is a little strange. Not a little strange. This picture it looks like they've edited something out of this on purpose. And I know people will say it's concept art. It doesn't look like concept art. It really does look like, you know, Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver. But looking at the picture of them with their lightsabers in the rain or the water, same thing, it kind of looks like someone is edited out of this picture. Because if you look, he looks like he's about to swing, and she looks like she's blocking something, but he's not near her for them to be fighting right now. Unless she's winding up for a huge, you know, swipe down and he just spun around or something, but it just looks one of those things where something may be edited out that they don't want us to know yet. But there is a behind the scenes little video they did play from the Vanity Fair, and they did show this sequence, and the water and everything, the set they built for it. But I didn't see anything else. But that's just me speculating. I could be 100% wrong, which I probably am. So don't judge too harshly. But it is a beautiful picture, and it's our logo right now, because it was one of those things that all of us were like, that's the best thing ever. You know, we're all freaking out because it looks freaking amazing. But yeah, let me know if you think someone may be edited out of that. If not, if you don't think so, just tell me I'm wrong, and that's okay. Again, another picture they released of Abrams and the crew on the set of Pasana, and it looks like, man, the sun must have been really beating down on them. And I love it that they're out there filming in the elements, you know what I mean? Like, that just makes it feel like Star Wars. You know, I'm not dogging Lucas for what he did with the prequels. Lucas did what he did, what he needed to do for the prequels, which was to make it look a lot newer, a lot sleeker, not so, you know, grungy like he made the original ones. And for me, that worked. And it looks like Abrams is going back to that grungy look, because now the days of the Republic are over. Now it's, you know, a new age. And so I love the fact that they're going to these, you know, new, you know, they're actually going to these locations to film. And they also released a picture of John Williams conducting the Star Wars score. And he says, you know, one thing he did say in the article, I'm going to spoil it, is when he was working on the first film, he honestly didn't think there was going to be a second film. He wasn't that, it sounds like he wasn't that confident in the story of Star Wars, but he wrote the music anyways, and it's amazing that, you know, the music turned out as spectacular as it did for a professional who thought, yeah, this is pretty good, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to make another one. And so he's back after all these years. John Williams has done all the episodic films, and he's back for this final one. And the picture is really cool because they have a picture, it's a shot of Carrie Fisher on the screen as Princess Leia. So she is in the movie. And we will talk more about that article, like I said, for Monday, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to ruin anything for y'all. A picture that got me really, really thinking and wondering what in the world was going on was Luke Skywalker with R2-D2. And, you know, it's an older Luke standing next to R2-D2. It's not the young Luke from The Last Jedi that, you know, puts his hand up on R2-D2 during, you know, the when the big fight happens. Because it's Luke with R2-D2 and there's fire all around them. And it's older Luke. So this is not a flashback picture like everyone kind of assumed immediately. Like, oh, this is a flashback. No, this is a, you know, a modern, not a modern day. You know what I'm trying to say? This is not a flashback. This is a real shot from the movie of Luke standing next to R2-D2. So either he is back or he is a force ghost. But I don't think he's a force ghost because if you look at his hand, he has his glove on. And if you remember, whenever he sees Anakin at the end of Return of the Jedi, you know, Anakin is not, you know, hovering there with no legs and no arms. You know, he's fully, you know, he's himself. So this picture of Luke with R2-D2 with the beautiful fire is not a flashback, or it's not B, a force ghost, or force vision, because I can't see Luke coming as a with his arm, his hand still like that. You know what I mean? So the Rise of Skywalker, what could it mean? Could it literally mean Luke comes back? I mean, we don't know. This is it's a title that's very, very powerful, but it just has so much, like, so much depth to it that we're all trying to figure out. And I know a lot of rumors are going around that Skywalker is now the new Jedi. So if you become a Jedi, you're now a Skywalker. But I don't agree with that because of what Luke says at the end of The Last Jedi, where he's talking to Kylo Ren and he says, "I will not be the last Jedi." So they've already said the Jedi are not going away. Rey is going to start a new Jedi order. So the Rise of Skywalker, in my opinion, doesn't mean the rise of a new Jedi. I think the Rise of Skywalker literally means a Skywalker. And this picture, it seems really strange that they would release this picture, you know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, this is the twist. Like, we gave you the twist. There's a really good purpose and meaning behind this picture. And it's one of those things that we're all going to be wondering about for many, many months until we see a trailer. Which reminds me, I told, you know, Joseph the other day, like, I think we need a trailer in the summer. I'm still 100%, you know, still going to say we need a trailer this summer for Star Wars. I think we need another great teaser trailer to get more and more people pumped. And you have two big movies, Toy Story 4 and The Lion King, coming out. And for me, that's just the most perfect opportunity to give us another teaser so we can see more of this, more people can get pumped for this thing, because it's I hope it becomes the biggest movie of all time because of the story it's telling. But that's my opinion, and I know we've talked about it. Do you think Avengers, you know, will stay number one this year, or will Star Wars beat it? You know, Joseph says Star Wars could beat it. I'm also gonna say I think Star Wars could beat it, but they need to get everybody pumped. And I think the only people who are pumped right now are Star Wars fans. There's a lot of us, but I want everybody pumped. I want people to realize that this movie is like the must-see movie, you know, of the century. And that's what I want them to promote this movie as. And like I said, the only way to do that is to have a couple more good little trailers. And I think one more teaser trailer before the final trailer in, like, what, October would be perfect for them. But that's just me. That's just me rambling on. Did y'all pick up a cover? I mean, did y'all pick up a magazine, the Vanity Fair? If you did, let us know. I'm definitely going to get one tomorrow. I looked at the grocery store and they did not have them, so I was a little upset. This is a really exciting thing to have. And like I said, I'm going to buy it and put it up on my wall and frame it so I can, you know, so I can have them all there. And I'm probably going to get the Rey because, you know, y'all know me and Rey. Rey's my hero. So Rey's the best. And Let me know what you think about this, about the pictures, what else you saw in the pictures that I maybe missed. And like I said, we'll be back Monday with a more in-depth look at these pictures, as well as what the article said and what we think it means. A lot of the words that are said, you know, a lot of the things that are talked about kind of hint at something really, really big for this film. And we're all really, really looking forward to it. So yeah, check out our episode there on Monday. And I hope you enjoy this one and me talking. And, you know, leave us a comment, leave us a like, you know, give us a rating on, you know, wherever you're listening. And thank you for listening, of course. And we have a bunch of links there at the bottom for our Instagram. Or if you want to donate to our podcast, the link's right down there for you. And again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's kind of crazy that people, you know, do enjoy hearing us three guys talk about Star Wars. But, you know, Star Wars for us is just an amazing thing and it's a great topic. And I can talk about Star Wars for days, but for right now, hopefully you enjoy this little coverage of the Vanity Fair article. We'll be back Monday with another awesome topic, and may the Force be with you always. It's a trap.